WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
This is the Firefly Funhouse! And I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I met along the way.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
Hey guys, this is Renee Paquette.
This is Kane from WWE.
This is WWE Superstar Drew McIntyre.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
Hi, this is Bree. And this is Nikki, and we're the Battle Twins.
This is Christopher Daniels, and what I like to do on my off days is listen to the rap, and now...
And it is awesome.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
You can love, but you can't touch.
Ruthless aggression.
With your hosts.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
Stickers!
And her producer, Sir Rockin.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
If you smell... Ow! What the game is playing!
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie!
Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch, Nap had a big Prime Gaming sub available. Well, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down the bottom of the screen, and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out and chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. I'm your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the our faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
We're here. We're live. The Rack turns 13. You can tweet us at Wild Talk Radio, at Rack Radio Show, at Lindsay. We're coming to WildTalkRadio.com, Rack Radio Show.com, or Twitch.tv/DiverTuneLive to interact with us live tonight as we talk WWE Night of Champions. Because there's a PLE this Saturday.
There is a PLE this Saturday.
And then there's more events to follow. It just don't stop.
They just roll and roll and roll and roll.
They just continue to roll and roll and roll on. It's a never ending cycle.
I mean, they're just packing them in. They just got to keep going. They can't stop themselves, can they?
No, they really can. There's like two on one weekend coming up. That's just gonna figure out which ones we're watching and covering and talking. It's a lot, chat. There's a lot going on.
There's so much, chat. There's way too much going on.
Way, way too much. But it's okay. It's content. We need the content. We love the content.
Oh my God.
Twitter.
Yeah.
Yes. Wonderful. Matt Hardy confronted King Kong. Right? Or something? Yeah.
Something. I don't know. What the fuck?
The Hardys are taking over Times Square. So if you're in Times Square, Go see the Hardys right now at 10 p.m. Eastern local time. Yes.
Ding.
That's wonderful. Former guest of the show. Yes.
God. I remember that interview. That interview is going to be like burned in my memory for a long time.
It was delightful.
I've never laughed so hard in my life.
It was wonderful. Yes.
I couldn't keep a straight face. I had to keep muting myself.
You're not supposed to keep a straight face with broken Matt Hardy. Yes. Wonderful. Oh,
God. Okay. All right. Let's get into the news because we don't have a lot. It's been a quiet week. Thank God.
Well, if you look up, although, it's not really that.
Except for Brent. Brent had to overachieve.
For the anniversary, he overachieved for this bit.
Thank you, Brent. We appreciate it. Your efforts are noticed. So, for WWE Unreal premieres on July 29th on Netflix.
It's like a six-episode series, I think they've officially said. Something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
The Unreal series, where they go behind the scenes of WWE creative. I mean, it should be fun. It should be a fun watch. Looking forward to it.
I'm excited about it. Like, it looks like it's going to be fun and interesting and different for them.
People are going to have a lot to say about it.
I get this feeling. Opinions is going to spark the opinions?
I think it's going to spark opinions of whether it's actually real or actually not real. Like, that the whole thing is scripted and such.
I mean, honestly, I could see it being about 50-50. I think that's a good conservative number, is that you're going to have some elements. Like, I think what they're going to do is they're going to take real situations and more or less, like, either play them up for TV or play them down for TV, depending on what happens, and make it so, you know, it's real or it's reality-based, but it's not, like, the real actual situation. Although I'm sure some stuff will get through, like some of the more chill stuff and some of the more dramatic stuff. Like, but then again, I don't think they have a lot of like drama backstage, but I don't know.
There is one big piece of drama that I don't think makes the show.
Oh?
A final boss. I don't expect that whole stuff to make it. Just,
I don't know.
I'd be surprised.
That would be interesting because depending on what they show and how that's received, that could not do nice things for his career. Or it could do great things for his career.
That's why that's why I'm not sure. I'm 50-50 on the final boss stuff appearing in it. He's not in the trailers or anything. But he has a lot of involvement for when they were starting to tape some of this stuff with the Cena stuff.
Yeah, I think if he makes it, they will make sure, because, you know, he's who he is and he has a lot of money and a lot of power, that he looks his best and they don't tank his career on this at all.
Yeah.
You know? So I think that's what will happen. We'll see, though.
We shall see. Again, July 29th, so a little bit over a month from now, but we're on Netflix.
Yeah. If you're looking for content to watch in this summer season, because everything is going on hiatus, and then there's sports.
Yes.
So moving on to our other category, because there's actually no AEW news, which is kind of shocking, but not really.
Yeah, they're just having TVs, they're filming television, they're doing whatever they're doing. They're not really announcing anything, because everything we went through a series of weeks where they were announcing shows here, shows there. All in Texas is coming, so TV has been their focus, so they're not really making big splashes.
Yeah.
They're just humming along. There's no television contracts, no nothing. It's just regular AEW's moving on. They haven't released anybody in a few weeks, so they're humming along.
I love that for them.
Yeah.
That's what you want.
Exactly. But other news.
Anyway, moving on. Jason Hotch has signed a brand new deal with TNA, so congratulations to him.
Congrats to him.
And then congratulations go out to RVD and his wife, Kate Forbes. They have announced that they are having twin girls, so good for them.
Congrats.
May everything go smoothly.
For sure.
With the whole pregnancy thing.
Yeah, whole pregnancy thing. Injury roundup time?
Yeah. Let's do it.
Bones breaking. Backs cracking. Shoulder snapping. It's this week's injury roundup.
Oh my God, Brent. Can you have just like a little chill? Like, Holy shit. I mean, technically two of these are the same person, but still. Still.
No, they're two different people. Come on now.
Don't you start that shit. Don't you start with me. So, Chad Gable, and since it's the same injury, because they're the same person, we'll throw them in together. And unsurprisingly, along with Chad Gable is El Grande Americano. They are both out with a shoulder injury.
Hashtag blame Brent. Hashtag blame Brent.
Because it's two of them, they get two Sounders, because it's two different people. But yeah, they're both surprisingly going under shoulder surgery this week, or in the next few days, next week or so. Just surprisingly, I guess they got a two-for-one deal, work on both shoulders at the same time, that sort of thing.
They can just swap stories in recovery and in rehab. You know, they can work together in rehab.
They're going to work together in rehab, so it's sad that both Chad Gable and El Grande Americano at the same time suffered a shoulder injury. I think that's the first time in wrestling history that the same two different people suffered the same injury at the same exact time.
So freaky that happened.
It's wild.
I mean, it's just terrifying. Somebody should really look into that.
They should. Someone should get on that and study what happened and do it. Training the same and it just sort of happened. I don't know. They're good friends, so, you know, it happens.
Totally. Yes. Moving on. Elijah is out with a torn tricep.
Hashtag blame Brent.
The former Elias, you know, Elijah. That sucks. They were doing something with him with the NXT TNA stuff, and he ended up getting hurt on an NXT episode. Finished the match, but ended up with the torn tricep, so that sucks for him. He was in line for a big push. So, yeah, it sucks. I don't know if Kevin Owens was happy when he heard the news, or I don't know. But here we are.
But here we are, yes. Here we are. So feel better, Elijah. We hope you recover quickly. Noam Dar is out with an undisclosed injury.
Hashtag blame Brent.
He had just come back from an injury. He was out for a while. He was won the Heritage Cup, had to give up the cup. So they said he's injured. I don't know what there's no one says what the injury is and how long he'll be out, but he had to give up the cup. So undisclosed injury for Noam Dar.
So that sucks for him. And last but not least, Dominic Mysterio is out with injured ribs.
Hashtag blame Brent.
He was supposed to compete this Saturday at Night of Champions. Is not on the show any longer because of said rib injury. He was supposed to fight AJ Styles that they talked about on Sunday. So he shouldn't be out too long, but be out a few weeks.
So feel better, Dom. Feel better. We hope you get better. And with that, I say we take a break.
Sounds good.
So when we come back, everybody, we will be talking all about Night of Champions, which is this Saturday in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free. Every Sunday night, the evolution continues with Wrestle Talk Radio, giving you all the latest happenings in sports entertainment. With the intern, the producer, the original Tim Stein, and sometimes, a K-She. It's WTR Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Mountain, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Like what you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
This just into the CB Radio news desk. Sources have confirmed that CB Radio will be live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Wasn't this confirmed last year?
Yes.
Then how is this breaking news?
No one said it was breaking news. We here at the CB Radio news desk are just confirming what has already been confirmed.
To confirm, you are just confirming that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed. We would like to remind you. Always trust the source that confirms that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed.
Confirmed.
Every Monday night, once Monday Night Raw ends, the Raw post show goes live.
You want to hear a story? Give me a hell yeah!
Join Lindsay and Sir Rockin as they give their opinions on what they liked,
what
they didn't like,
and
what left them completely confused.
What?
It's the Raw post show.
What?
Monday nights.
What?
Once Monday Night Raw ends.
What?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
And that's the bottom line. Go Stone Cold Simpson.
Did you know you can use support a creator code ROCKINSOCK in the Fortnite item shop? That's ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop. Hashtag ad because we are a hashtag epic partner.
Hey guys, this is Colt Cabana of the Art of Wrestling podcast, but right now you're listening to the Rack Radio Show. The Wildcat Network.
Wild Talk Radio.
Fuck! Wild Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Hey guys, this is Colt Cabana from the Art of Wrestling podcast, but right now you're listening to Rack Radio, the Wildcat Radio Network.
Wild Talk.
Motherfucker!
I don't know, I think we should keep it. I think it's funny.
Hey guys, this is Colt Cabana from the Art of Wrestling podcast, but right now you're listening to Rack Radio on Wild Talk Radio.
Perfect.
Wait, I'll do Rack Radio Show, sorry. All right, one more time. Hey guys, this is Colt Cabana from the Art of Wrestling podcast, but right now you're listening to the Rack Radio Show on Wild Talk Radio. Take four. I'm going to take four.
Now I don't feel so bad.
There you go.
Welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a Prime Gaming sub available, we can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down the bottom of the screen and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the right way, follow the channel, hang out and chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. What? Oh. And we're back. His thing is lighting up and I thought he was talking, so that's why I stopped. Anyway, we're back. We're here to talk all about Night of Champions, which airs this Saturday from Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. And this has been an interesting developing situation. We're not going to get into it, but as of we've all heard, WWE has officially landed over there. Everything is good. The show is on for Saturday. It will be on the Peacocks. Check your local time and dates for availability. And on the Netflixes everywhere else. We have six matches.
Yeah.
Six, y'all. Six.
Big step up.
So I say we get right into it. And yeah, let's talk about it. So let's start at the bottom.
Okay.
And let's talk about Sami Zayn and Karrion Kross.
Everyone has opinions on Karrion Kross these days, and some good, some bad, but the fans have been rallying behind him, giving him this opportunity to get on a show like this. There's been a groundswell of support, and he's, you know, hopefully going to take advantage of the opportunity that he is being given to compete on a PLE, his first PLE in 2 or 3 years. And in terms of a singles match, I think his last PLE is in an actual match was WrestleMania 40. So it's been a minute for Karrion Kross to be showcased like this. It's been the ongoing story with Sami for months now, where he's just sort of been getting in his ear and kind of chirping away at him. And it fully kind of came to blows this past Monday, where Sami punched him in the face, told him we have our match, and we have it this Saturday.
I'm glad that we're finally getting here, because I think I've said this, I haven't been quiet about this, and the fact that I haven't necessarily enjoyed this. And so I'm happy we're finally getting somewhere with it, where, you know, we've had Karrion sort of needling people for a while. You had him do some weird stuff with the Wyatt Six that never went anywhere. Like, I think that's my biggest complaint with Karrion, is just they start with stuff with him and it doesn't really go anywhere, you know?
Yeah.
Well, and he just sort of like...
Let's think about it. He started something with the New Day, and they were trying to work a New Day member in there, and he was trying to get in their ears. And then the person they were trying to work in a New Day got fired. So they kind of dropped that whole story. So that was unfortunate timing. He was doing stuff with the Wyatt Six. I think Bo got injured. So they kind of put that on the back burner, and they moved the Wyatts away from him so they could do something else. So it's been a sort of like, hey, we have these ideas, and unfortunate things have happened, which is why kind of things just start and have stopped with him. And now the fans are behind him. Be interesting to see what kind of reaction he gets in Saudi Arabia, because the fans here in the States have been getting behind him, but is the rest of the world behind him? Because he's also fighting Sami Zayn, so the office is pushing him as a heel. But he's been getting babyface pops from when he appears on television or when he's on Main Event. But he's not going to get someone beloved like Sami Zayn, so the crowd reaction on Saturday is going
to
be interesting.
I'm curious to see, yeah, what they do with it, like who they cheer for, who they don't cheer for. Like, I think both are going to get a good reaction, because, you know, both are up. The fans are obviously getting behind Karrion. They are behind Sami. Karrion has been playing the heel in quotations, but we'll see. We will see what people do. In terms of this match, who wins?
Oh, Sami.
You think?
Yeah.
You don't think they'll give Karrion the win?
No, he doesn't need the win. He doesn't need the win for the story. That's not the point. This is about pushing Sami and getting in his head. And so he's going to have Sami take it out on him in this match. Kind of bring out the aggressive side in Sami Zayn. The Karrion Kross character is not about winning. It's about my games. So Sami wins this match.
Okay. I can get behind that. I'll go with Sami. Up next.
Have you forgotten?
Have I forgotten?
April.
Oh, yes. Yes, the inanimate object. I was trying to get away with it, Jet. I was trying to get away with it.
April. Karrion Kross? No. Wheel?
Ooh.
Wrestler 1.
Which is?
Wrestler 1 is, in fact, Sami Zayn. Doomed. We're doomed. Y'all went the same. Fuck. Okay. All right. Up next. Not a last minute thing. We have Rhea taking on Raquel in a street fight.
I mean, they've been building to them feuding with one another, and they kind of made the match official on Monday night. I don't know if it was supposed to happen on this show or they were going to wait for it, but I think it was. With the
circumstances and all that.
Circumstances, yeah. Kind of pushed it, brought this one probably onto the show instead of Liv and EY, which I think was headed for this show. But because of Liv's injury, they kind of had to change the plans and move some matches around. I think this is going to be good. I like the fact that it's a street fight, because they could do some different things. Curious if Roxanne travels over to help her in this one. That's kind of where my brain's thinking. I think Raquel gets help, because it'll be legal in a street fight, and Rhea won't be able to fend off both of them, because she doesn't have any support right now. I think it's good for the Raquel character to get a win. I think. Yeah.
Rhea could take the loss, for sure. But yeah, I think especially since Raquel's going to have to stand on her own, I think her getting the win is going to be ideal. The thing about like extra personnel, I don't know who's going over and who's not. And I don't know if any plans changed because of what's currently going on over there, if they made the decision to only take the necessary people or just do the matches straight up, or if they're going to have interference or what's going to happen.
Because they're bringing a crew for SmackDown. So you have a SmackDown crew and then whoever's working on this show, unless they decide to bring other people along. Which they could. But I think Roxanne is going to be one of those people. I think. It would make sense.
I just don't know if they're going to do it.
Yeah, I mean, it's so weird. It's always a weird situation with the Saudi shows. That's the best way to put it. It's always a weird situation with the Saudi shows of who they bring over and who not to bring over.
So I don't know. We'll have to see. But I mean, I think for this, I think Raquel picks up the win. Just because you can do it, it makes sense to have Raquel pick up the win and get a little rub from Rhea, because I think at some point too you have to start rebuilding Raquel as a singles competitor, even though she's been good in the team with Liv, and there's really no need with Liv being out for several months. It's good just to build Raquel back into a stronger character on the whole.
Yeah, they're gonna need her for a while now, so it would be a good win even with interference to kind of just have her kind of play a factor and kind of reestablish them as in the division. So yeah, I think I'm going Raquel over Rhea, which is hard to say because you don't want to doubt that Rhea will win a match. But mm-hmm. I think in this circumstance, Raquel needs to win more than Rhea does.
Yeah, because Rhea will be over as crap, and like I said, she can withstand the loss. Like it won't hurt her at all to have that happen. So Raquel stands to benefit more. Like Rhea could really give her the rub, and it could turn out really, really nice.
So I'm going Raquel. You're going Raquel.
I'm going Raquel.
8-ball Raquel. It is the Siley So wheel.
Wrestler two.
All right, it's going Raquel.
There you go.
Oh no. Now this is the other one that would in theory have potential interference. In theory, but we'll see if it does in actuality because, well, reasons, right? Because again, situations and whatnot. Anyway, so this is Jacob Fatu, who is defending his United States Championship against Solo Sikoa. We've had the official split. Jacob is on a roll. He's over his crap, and Solo and the Bloodline are struggling to hold on to the Island of Relevance against the Samoan Werewolf. I think the match will be fine. Like, I think it'll be good. They'll mix very well together. Again, it's the question of the story and who all is going to roll up on behalf of Solo against Jacob potentially. And is anyone going to roll up Jacob?
You're going to have JC will be in Solo's corner. You'll have probably Jimmy Uso get involved because they're both there. This is an easy Jacob Fatu win. There's no reason for Solo Sikoa to win the title off of him. There's no reason Jacob Fatu should lose his title to Solo at this point. It makes zero sense. I'm curious to see how this could be a really good match or really clunky. I'm not sure. Because they're both good workers, but again, they can't. We'll see if their styles blend together. They're good as teammates. They work well that way. But I don't know. I'm curious to see how their styles work against one another. That's what's intriguing to me about this one. It's like, this could be a real styles clash, and not in a good way. Or it could be a really... Yeah, no pun intended, but it could be really good or really bad. It's like, I'm curious to see how this one plays out.
Yeah. It will be interesting for sure. I still expect to be fun. I expect it to be a little hard hitting. Like I would fully expect them to be a tad close to each other in terms of movesets and everything like that, and just smacking each other around. You know, just a tad stiff, just a little. But yeah, I say Jacob Fatu. Although I would be interested, like potentially if they had Solo win, but by DQ, just to kind of keep it rolling a little bit where the Bloodline is messing with Jacob, because
yeah,
like a loss, like he could withstand the loss, especially if it's shenanigans.
He could, but I don't want to see it.
I respect that.
Like, I don't want to see a DQ finish. I'd rather see a clean finish. Shenanigans after.
I mean, yeah, shenanigans after is fair.
That sort of thing. I'd rather see a clean win for Jacob. He's on the rise right now. Big wins are big wins. He needs one. He needs to continue the momentum that he's been building.
Agreed.
All right, so I'm going Jacob. You're going Jacob.
Jacob, yeah.
8-Ball is going 8-Ball solo. Outlook not so good for solo, so wheel.
Wrestler 2.
I would say that's solo.
Wrestler 2 is solo. Oh my god. There you go. There we go. Okay, all right. Up next, we have... You know what? I want to save that for the end, because we're both looking at Wiki, I assume, yes?
I don't have a card in front of me. That's why I'm asking you who's one and two.
I'm going to save number 3 for the end, because there's a lot to talk about there. So, for your Queen of the Ring final tournament, where the winner of the crowned Queen of the Ring receives a match for their respective brand's world championship at SummerSlam, we have Asuka taking on Jade Cargill.
These both lead to two intriguing matchups. They did Tiffany and Jade on SmackDown a couple months ago, and they were working really well with each other. They seem to have good chemistry with one another. I think they'll turn in a really good match. But then there's the prospect of Asuka and Io battling for the women's title at SummerSlam. And that just screams a really good match.
Yeah, it does.
Go ahead. No, you go.
I was going to say, because it's for a title, I think for me, I don't want to count Jade out, but I think I'm going to count Jade out just because I feel like she's not quite there yet to be put in that picture. Like, I think she still has a little bit ways to go, especially in terms of a solo performer. And so I personally would rather see Asuka versus Io, just because that match is going to be amazing. Even though we've seen it before, I'll see it again.
Yeah, the prospects are both are interesting. I think with... it's hard. It's hard to bet against Asuka winning a match like this, but she just came back. She's 2 weeks back. This would be her third week back, and she's going to be could be Queen of the Ring, which is an interesting move, and they're kind of just pushing her right towards a championship opportunity. But it's like, do I see them? They have invested so much in Jade, where it's like, I'm trying to look for the future. Okay, so if Jade wins and she's fighting Tiffany, are they going to have Tiffany beat Jade, or Jade beat Tiffany, and to kind of end Tiffany's run at SummerSlam? Or is it much safer to go Asuka, Io, and then you end Io's run at SummerSlam?
The only way I can see the Jade thing kind of working is you have Jade win, she goes against Tiffany, and then Naomi fucks her over with the Money in the Bank.
Or Naomi screws her over at Night of Champions and screws her out of winning Queen of the Ring. Because that's where I was going next. I think Asuka wins with Naomi interference costing Jade the Queen of the Ring. I think that's the actual finish.
And then you build Naomi and Jade to SummerSlam?
You build them, yeah, you finish them off back at SummerSlam.
Yeah, I can see that. I can get behind that.
I think that's actually the finish. I think Asuka wins, Naomi interferes costing Jade the Queen of the Ring, because if Jade's going to lose, you probably do some sort of interference to kind of protect her in the loss.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's how
you don't want her to lose straight up.
You don't want her to lose straight up in this sort of big match. Yeah, that's my prediction. Asuka wins via Naomi interference. What's your pick?
I say Asuka wins. I don't know if there's going to be any kind of interference, but I would agree, or tend to agree, that Asuka does win, just because the play right now, like I said, is not Jade versus Tiffany. It's Jade versus either Bianca or Naomi, depending on how you want to tell that story. And you have a way to get there with it, with this match, if you really wanted to. Or you could wait till SummerSlam, and you could have, if you want to have Jade win, you could have Naomi make the play at SummerSlam. But I think the better story is Asuka, just because right now, and I know you said she's just back, because she is just back, but she's also Asuka.
Yeah.
And so she kind of deserves to go on a little bit of a run, because it's been a while since she's even gone for the title, right? Because she was out for a while, but even before that.
Yeah, she hasn't been in that top picture in a while.
So it would be to be fair, she was champion for a long time. So they, you know, took it off of her and then she got a little bit of a break, but you can put her back in that main event picture again. And you can kind of build things between her and Kari.
Io.
I apologize. I was looking at Kari's name and I said Kari. And I was thinking that Kari could also get involved and potentially take a side as well.
She could. But so you're going Asuka?
I'm going Asuka, yeah.
8-Ball Jade? Better not tell me, so we'll come back to the 8-Ball Wheel.
Wrestler 1.
Which is?
Wrestler 1 is Asuka.
8-Ball Asuka? No.
No?
So Jade for the 8-Ball.
Oh, okay, all right. And then on your men's side, and I talked a little bit about this on Monday, you have Randy Orton taking on Cody Rhodes for the men's King of the Ring, where the winner receives a match for their respective brand's world championship at SummerSlam. So John Cena and Gunther could be in play for either.
No. The Gunther element's out of it. They're both SmackDown people.
You can move people around.
No. That's the thing. Based on the stipulation, it is for your respective brands and their SmackDown superstars, which is why it was interesting that they would do it like that, because you took the intrigue out of a Gunther match. This is all to fight John Cena. That's what it is. They set up the promo last week.
John Cena on a pole match.
That's what it is. Or CM Punk. It doesn't really matter at that point. But
we'll get there. We'll talk about that.
But I don't expect CM Punk to win the title, and it's the John Cena retirement tour. This is all to give Cody the accolade of being King of the Ring and have him fight John Cena at SummerSlam in the rematch for the WWE Championship. We talked about it Sunday. You don't need this to go into this direction, but this is the direction they're going. They're going to have Cody win this because they already sold you on Randy and John. They're done. Last time it happened, we're not going to go there. This is an obvious win for Cody. You just look at how it's been marketed. Everything's been booked. It's a Cody win straight up.
Yeah.
There's no drama here.
There is zero drama here because they already did the match with Randy. They're not going to go back to it because, again, they build it as the quote-unquote last time the two were ever going to face. Even though, you know, the last time doesn't generally always mean the last time, but we're going to go with this is the last time that these two are ever going to face in singles. So yeah, they've pretty much broadcast that Cody is going to win, which, as I talked about on Monday, I kind of wish this wasn't the John Cena on a pole match, and I kind of wish this wasn't for, you know, a shot at the champion. I kind of just wish this was King of the Ring. And that, like, they could use this to get somebody over, but I understand why they're doing it. I respect it. But I also kind of... like, you could have Cena put somebody over, and maybe he will on his way out, because certainly Cody or Randy don't need it. But yeah, like, I am less enthralled by this than I am the women's match. Like, I think the women's match you could do way more, but with this, it's like, oh, it's you kind of know how this is gonna go.
They booked themselves into a Cody win.
They booked themselves into this. Yeah, so sorry, Randy. Cody's gonna get the win.
See, if so if they had, going back, if they had Sammy beat Randy, you did Sammy and Cody, there was a little bit of drama there. There would have been a little bit more drama. Because then you had a Raw guy and a SmackDown guy battling, and you could have figured it out, and Cody could have been the dream killer of Sammy's. But because they want to do Sammy and Karrion based off of Sammy losing to Randy, here we are.
Yeah, here we are. Yay, here we are. So we're both going Cody wins, right? Well, just LOL Cody wins.
Cody wins, 8-Ball Cody. Better not tell me. The 8-Ball's undecided this moment.
8-Ball.
Wheel.
Wrestler 2.
Who's Wrestler 2?
Wrestler 2 is Cody Rhodes.
8-Ball Randy. It is decided, so at least the 8-Ball thinks Randy has a chance.
Well, I'm proud of the 8-Ball. Good for the 8-Ball. Because none of the rest of us do.
Oh, the rest of us do.
And as we mentioned, last but certainly not least, John Cena takes on CM Punk in a singles match for the Undisputed WWE Championship. This is, in theory, the last time these two will ever face. Although nobody knows these days, they could go again. But we have the rematch from the Summer of Punk, where the tables, I don't know, have been somewhat reversed. Maybe it's hard to say with the internet sentiment towards CM Punk these days. But you do have John Cena being the bad guy. You have CM Punk, in theory, being the good guy. There is also the lingering threat of one Seth Rollins and his little briefcase. Although I don't think he'll play too much of a threat here, because I think this is just going to be about Cena and Punk and the two of them facing. But you never know, because that would be a way to move Punk back to like Rollins, is have Rollins come out and cost Punk the match. And yeah, they go on from there. And Cena once again gets away or escapes. I think there will be a lot of callbacks. There already have been. Like, the promo work in this has been really good. It's been very entertaining. You have a ton of history to draw from with these two. And in terms of the match itself, I don't think it's going to be a 5-star classic. No. Like, I expect it to be decent, but Punk and Cena are both older. They both can't move like they used to. And I don't think they're necessarily going to go super high risk in this. Do I think they're going to try their best and put in the most effort they can? Absolutely. Because they both want this to be good. They both understand this is a big deal. And so they will do everything in their power to make it the best they can, but I don't think they're going to do anything incredibly stupid to do that, if that makes sense.
They're not going to do anything stupid. They're going to have a passable main event, and we'll see how it goes. They're both, it's, the record is 6-6-1-2. One was a no discuss, one was a draw, one was a non-finish. So this is like the rubber match between them to see who will actually come out on top in their careers, having the better record. The pipe bomb, the reverse pipe bomb that Cena dropped, basically mimicking everything CM Punk said to him 14 years ago and adding some twists, was really well done on SmackDown this past Friday. Everything from having R-Truth being the opponent, and then a table spot, and just Punk laying there like Cena did all those years ago as he cut the promo. This was the best Cena seemed to feel on the mic and kind of reveled in it. On SmackDown?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would agree with that.
It's just weird.
I would completely agree with that.
There's a lot that can be said about where this match is taking place. Would it have been a hotter match in the States somewhere? Probably. But they're playing on CM Punk's comments from the past about Saudi Arabia and going to these shows and him having to suck it up and go. That was interesting that you used that as a storyline element. But here we are. I'm curious. The crowd reaction is going to be curious. Because there are things Cena's doing in some of these builds where he's supposed to be the heel and does things as a heel, but it becomes cool enough to make him the good guy. He did it against Cody. And I'm kind of curious. And that kind of raised some questions. Like, he kind of, while doing heel tactics and heel comments, he looked cool doing it and kind of got the crowd on his side.
He got the
crowd on his side on Friday, cutting the promo on Punk. So I'm curious what the crowd sounds like. And you really don't know what the Saudi Arabia crowd will sound like. You can kind of judge it here in the States, what it would be. But I think they're going to be both pro-Cena and pro-Punk come Saturday. It's going to be interesting to see how that plays out.
It is going to be interesting, yeah. I would agree with that.
But this is 100% a John Cena win.
Yeah, I can't argue with that. Like, I think there will be a good story told, and I think this is going to rest a little bit more heavy on nostalgia. It will be interesting if Cena can turn the crowd against Punk, because they are, in theory, already turning on him, at least on the interwebs, which has been minorly hilarious to watch for other reasons. And so John, like the whole irony would be is like John Cena becomes such a cool heel, or everything he's doing is a heel because everybody has goddamn hated it so far, but he wins people over as a heel and he gets it to the point that they actually cheer him as a heel. That would be incredible to see. And I think he's kind of doing it. Like, he's winning people over with this. Like, everybody, the second they did it, everybody has complained about it. And yet he continues to persist and he continues to win people over. And when he can do things like turn the crowd against Cody Rhodes, of all people, Cody goddamn Rhodes. That's something special right there.
It is.
So, yeah, I'm very curious to see how this goes, because if he can turn the crowd on Punk, that will be interesting to watch. That'll be fun to watch. But that's kind of my hope by the end of this, is like John Cena is such a good heel that everybody loves him by the end. And we're all like, no, John, don't go. Don't leave us. And he's like, hear me in Honda commercials. See my next movie. Bye.
He's come out and said,
which is wild, by the way.
It is wild, by the way. He's come out to state that the crowd's going to dictate where the story goes going forward.
Yeah.
He's been upfront about it, whether he's cheered or booed. It all will rely on what the fans do. Because by the end, something's going to... It's ending. Whatever amount of dates he has left. By the end of the year, in December, in Boston, at the last time is now, I would assume that's going to be the name of the show. The fans will pick their side. Cheer him, boo him. And I think ultimately, by the end of the year, he's cheered. In whatever manner it is. But... Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what happens.
It
is. And how the crowd reacts on Saturday. Looking forward to it.
I think they're going to be confused. I think there's... I just get this hunch. I don't think they're going to know who to cheer for, and I don't think they're going to know who to boo for, and so they're just going to react, which is always fun.
Yeah. Let's go Cena. Cena sucks. Will be the default, so...
Ding.
Cena, your pick is?
Cena.
8-ball, Cena. Again, better not tell me. 8-Ball is so confused on the first little, option. Wheel?
Wrestler 2.
That would be CM Punk. 8-Ball, CM Punk. My sources say nope.
Okay.
So the 8-Ball says John Cena.
All right. Well, there we go. Okay. All right. Interesting. So that is our Night of Champions picks. Do you agree? Do you disagree? Let us know either out on the socials or however you want. You have up until Saturday to make your pick 'em. And Rock, where do they find us on socials?
You can go to facebook.com/groups/WildTalkRadioNetwork to make your picks. You can tweet us at WildTalkRadio, facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork. It's at Rack Radio Show on all social media platforms. Saturday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern at CB Radio Live. ChatGPT says summer blockbuster movies. They know the answers. They just got to figure them out. Tune in Saturday, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Sunday, it's WTR, Sunday at Russell Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern to review Night of Champions. Monday night, we've decided 9 p.m. Eastern, the Raw Post Show. Because of the weird start time at 6, we'll be live around 9. That's the working plan. If we go earlier, we go earlier, but the working plan is 9. So that's the deal for the Raw Potion. We'll be back next Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, to review Night of Champions. Chat, if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. You can support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use creator code RockinSock or
Lin's M Ward
in the Fortnite app store, Epic Game Store, when you buy Squid Game. Because Squid Game's in Fortnite starting tonight and new map tomorrow. Because we are
Hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lin's Ward, LNSWRD. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lin's Ward. You can follow me over on YouTube, youtube.com/@SimmaLin'sWard. And you can follow me on TikTok at Lin's Ward 0. And while you're liking and subscribing and following and doing all the things, you can head over to Matt's channel, mbgfilmsyoutube.com/mbg1211. Go like, subscribe, and, you know, tell him we said hi, because Matt does amazing stuff. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to Rack right here on wildtalkradio.com. And we will see you next week. Bye. Celebrate good times. Come on. Let's celebrate. There's a party going on right here. A dedication to last throughout the years. So bring your good times and your laughter too. We gon' celebrate and party with you. Come on now. WildTalkRadio.com